Today we are learning lesson 56. We're still in the first topic of Parshas Lech Lecha about Avram's travels. Today we're going to have a short lesson. It's Erev Shabbos, chapter 12, verses 18 to 20, Perek Yud Beis, Psukim Yud Ches Techaf, in the Simonim Tanakh, page 17, a little bit lower than halfway down the page, Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayikra faro li Avram vayomer mazos asiso li lama lo higadto li ki ishtecho hi lama amarto achosihi vakachosa li li isha ve'ata hine ishtecho kach volech. Vayitzav olov paro anoshim vayishalchu oso vesishto. Let's look inside Pasuk Yud Ches. After Paro and the whole kingdom was plagued, Vayikra Faro Avram, and Paro called for Avraham. Vayomer, he says, Mazos Osisoli. What is this, Zos, this Osisoli you have done to me? He has two criticisms. Number one, Lama lo higadeto li. Lama, why lo did you not higadeto? Tell li me. Ki, that. Ishtecha hi. She is your wife. Paro is saying, I understand why you told everyone else she wasn't your wife, because the Egyptians are lowlives and they would have killed you. But I'm a very respectable person. If you would have told me the truth, I wouldn't have done anything. And even if you think I might have done something, so in Pasuk Yud Ches, Lama Amarta, why did you say, Achosihi, she is my sister? In other words, you could have told me she was a servant of yours. And if she was a servant, then I wouldn't have ever thought to want to marry a low person like this. But instead, what happened? Because you did not tell me the truth, Vo'ekach, and I took Osa her li to me, li isha, for a wife. And now I'm getting punished for all these things. Now, of course, Paro didn't mention that even after he knew she was his wife, he wanted her anyway, but he didn't tell that to Avram. And therefore, he says, it's a great disgrace for you and her to be here. So therefore, hine, behold, ishtecha, your wife, kach, take, v'loch, and go. He wants Avram and Sarah to leave for two reasons. Number one, if he knows if he stays in Egypt, the Egyptians are immoral and can do something terrible to Sarah and Avram. And number two, the fact that Avram and Sarah are there, it's a disgrace to the kingdom. That is always a reminder that this was the woman that Paro took and he got punished for that. So therefore, Pasuk Chaf, Vayitzav, Olav, Paro, Anashim. And Paro Vayitzav, and he commanded Olav regarding him, regarding Avram, Anashim. He commanded men. He commanded his soldiers regarding Avram to protect Avram as he leaves the country. Vayishalchu oso, and they sent him Ve'es Ishto and his wife, Ve'es Kol Asherlo, and all that belonged to him, including all those seven gifts that Paro gave him. He did not ask for the gifts back. And Avram took all those gifts. So you see at the end of the day, the great hashkoch of Hashem, that because Avram went to Egypt during this terrible hunger, at the end of the day, things worked out for Avram. Avram ended up being fabulously wealthy by going to Egypt, not just surviving, but he becomes fabulously wealthy as we end this chapter. Question number one. Acharei shenanash Paro. After Paro was punished, b'negoim gedolim, with great plagues. Lemi kara Paro. Who did Paro call for? He called for Avram. Two. Acharei shenanash Paro b'negoim gedolim. After Paro was punished with great plagues. Mahevin. What did he understand? Odos hayachas ben Sarai Avram. Regarding the relationship between Sarai and Avram. He understood they were husband and wife. Three, acharei shenanash Paro b'negoim gedolim, after Paro was punished with great plagues, ma omar Paro le'Avram, what did Paro say to Avram? Why did you not tell me she was your wife? Four, targem, translate the word higadeto. Higadeto means you told, or lo higadeto, you did not tell. Five, mi omar lemi, who said to who, valman, regarding what? Lama lo higadeto li, why did you not tell me? Paro said that to Avram regarding why did you not tell me that Sarai was your wife? Six, Haim Paro ha'eshimas Avram bezer shalokach Sarai. Did Paro blame Avram for the fact that Paro took Sarai? Yes. 7, Madua, why did he blame him? Number 1, he didn't tell him the truth, that it was indeed his wife. And number 2, or at least to have said she was a servant, and therefore he would not take her. 8, Targame, translate the word ato. Ato means now. With an ayin, it means now. 9, Ha'im Paro rotzo lo seis asore b'chazor al Avram. Does Paro want to return Sore back to Avram? Yes. 10, Acharei shenosan Paro l'Avram asore ma'amar lo. After Paro gave Sore back to Avram, what did he say to him? He said, take your wife and go. 11, Mi amar lo mi, who said to kach v'lech? Paro said that to Avram. 12, Matziva Paro l'anoshav. What did Paro command his people? Acharei shehechzir asore l'Avram, when he returned Sore to Avram, he commanded them to escort him out of the country and to protect him until he leaves. 13, did Paro allow Avram to remain in Egypt after he returned his wife? No. 14, Madua, why was he not allowed to stay? Number 1, it would be a danger to Avram and Sarai from the immoral Egyptians. And number 2, their presence would be a continuous reminder of a shame to Paro. 59, did Paro take back the gifts that he gave to Avram? No. Let's read the psukim one more time. Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayikra Paro li Avram vayomer mazos asiso li lama lo higadeto li ki ishtecho hi lama amarto acho sihi vakacho sa li li isha ve'ata hine ishtecho kach volech. Vayitzav olav paro anoshim vayishalchu oso vesishto veskol asher lo. With this we finish Perek Yud Beis this week. You have Shabbos to review the entire chapter. Have a great Shabbos.